guys, Valerie V here, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Valerie V Show. I can't remember what we were going to call Thursday, but I'm going to call it Think About It Thursday. So, Think About It Thursday. We're going to talk a little bit about print mailers, you know, buying postcards or print mailers and mailing them out to a bunch of people to get the word out about your business. With regard to home care, I'm going to tell you that's probably not going to work. And here's why. So when you have a print mailer printed, first of all, a color print mailer is pretty expensive these days. Black and white, not so bad. Maybe on colored paper in black and white, not so bad. If you have an event coming up, that would be a great time to send out a bulk mail to a bunch of zip codes, maybe that where you know there are a group of seniors living, or it's area in your territory that has a lot of seniors living in it. We have areas like that around here. That might be a good reason to send out a print mailer. But if you're going to spend money on marketing, sending out print mailers to any address, or even to seniors' addresses, people 65 and older or 50 and older in a certain zip code, probably isn't going to work. Think about it this way. If you send out mailers to a senior's home, that senior typically isn't the person who's going to pick up the phone and say, you know what, I really need home care. They're not going to do that, right? But their adult children are going to pick up the phone and say, we're really concerned. We're not sure what to do. We think mom needs, you know, somebody coming to the house to check on her every day while we're at work. So the challenge is this. You can buy a mailing list of veterans, you can buy a mailing list of seniors, you can buy a mailing list of people ages 40 and over in a certain zip code, but what you can't buy is a list of adult children of aging parents, or a list of adult children who are concerned about their aging parents. And even if you can buy that list, which I don't think you can, but if you could, you don't know which of those people are in need of home care versus assisted living versus an independent senior living community versus adult daycare. So it's a real challenge to pick a list with a print mailer. So my thought for Thursday, or Think About It Thursday message, is this. If you're considering spending marketing dollars, especially on a regular basis, do not buy print mailers and send them out just for any old random branding opportunity. If it's an event, that's a different story. An expo, a senior fair, something you're hosting, co-hosting, sponsoring, co-sponsoring. If you really want a big crowd, then you might consider sending out a bulk print mail if you have the kind of money to spend on that. But for just branding purposes or advertising, no way. I would never send out a print piece to just a random number of people age 50 and older in a certain zip code. To me, that is not a good way to spend your dollars. Good ways to spend your dollars include getting out there and sponsoring events and co-sponsoring events, going to join your chamber, spend that money on joining your local chamber, and go to those meetings, or your local Rotary Club, or maybe a BNI group. Spend that money on something that's actually going to have a lasting effect. It's about building your empire, not just throwing mailers out the door and hoping that something comes in from it, because chances are it probably won't. So that is my Think About It Thursday message. Hope you guys are having a great week. We'll see you again tomorrow, and it'll be Friday. Woo! Thanks, everybody. Have a great Thursday. Bye-bye.